Elissa Walker Campbell, good evening. Coming to you from Las Vegas as Yahoo Sports Radio Super Week, it rolls on. We've got a lot of ground to cover tonight as we have been taking in a ton of action in the NBA Summer League games, and we promise to get into that in tonight's show. But we're not going to waste any time because up first, let's get after it and let's talk some college football, specifically the Big 12 Conference. The big season will be here before you know it, and we are so excited as I have just received in the mail my Phil Steele 2015 college football preview, always jam-packed with a ton of information, and I have to fight with my two younger boys because they're like, Mommy, give me a copy of the magazine. It is good to have you back with us, Phil.
Hey, it's always great to hear your voice, Elissa. I look forward to our conversations every year.
Absolutely. Well, let's kick off our conversation and talk about perhaps the top storyline coming into this season out of the Big 12 Conference. Who is the league's best team? The debate continues. So who is Phil Steele's favorite?
Well, this year, and I think it's basically going to be a four-team race, and there are four teams that have a real good shot at winning it. But I went with TCU to win the title this year. And as you know, Elissa, TCU was probably my favorite team in the country last year because they were 4-8, but I had them my number one most improved team in the country. I had them number four in my surprise team list, and they didn't disappoint me. Gary Patterson's group blew that 21-point fourth-quarter lead against Baylor, or they would have been undefeated and been in the playoffs last year. When you look at TCU this year, they've got 10 returning starters on offense. They've got a quarterback in Trevon Boykin, who's the preseason favorite to win the Heisman. It's his second year in the offense, and I got to be honest with you, I didn't expect the type of passing numbers Boykin put in last year, but he sure adapted to this offense like a duck to water. And then they've got Aaron Green at running back. Kyle Hicks is added into the mix there. A dangerous core of receivers led by Colby Liston, be good speed in that unit. The offensive line is basically back intact. Joey Hunt, probably the top offensive lineman, one of the best centers in the country. Flip side of the coin, on the defense, Gary Patterson always puts out a top-notch defense. Now, if defensive line looks like one of the best in the country. Secondary looks good. There are some question marks at linebacker. They lose the entire group, but they've got good players coming in. Patterson will put on a good defense. Schedule-wise, they're going to have a couple of tough games. And remember, last year, in their 12 games, they only left the state of Texas twice all year. This year, they got to leave the state of Texas six times. So a little bit tougher of a road schedule this year. Opening up with Minnesota, they play a tough one against Texas Tech. But it's November road games I'm looking at. At Oklahoma State, at Baylor, they're going to be the most difficult. But bottom line, final game of the season, home against Baylor. There are probably going to be two preseason top five teams in the country in the Big 12 in the AP poll. And that's TCU and Baylor. TCU gets that game at home. It's Baylor's third road game in 4 weeks. I see the Frogs winning that game, going possibly unbeaten this year, and I do see a Big 12 team making the playoffs this year, and my pick is the TCU Horned Frogs.
Okay, so the TCU Horned Frogs are your top pick out of the Big 12 Conference, but what about nationally? Where do you see them finishing?
I've got them number two, and basically like we saw last year, you just have to make the playoffs, and you got a shot at winning the national title. You know, Ohio State, I think, entering into the playoffs last year were the clear number four team. They had been down to their third-string quarterback. They were a touchdown underdog against both Alabama and Oregon, but they won those two games and won the national title. You've got to consider TCU a legitimate national title contender. I have them number two, and they're going to be number two in the AP poll when the season opens as well.
Okay, so as we zero in on the TCU Horned Frogs, obviously all eyes are on a Heisman hopeful, and that, of course, is Trevon Boykin. What would you like to see him add to his game for a breakout season?
You know, interestingly, when I talked to Coach Patterson this summer, and we were talking about Trevon, he doesn't want Trevon Boykin to be worried about going out and improving on last year's numbers and getting better. He wants him to continue to play consistent and win football games. So I think Coach Patterson would be very happy if he matched last year's numbers, 3,900 yards passing, 33 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, and Boykin also rushed for 707 yards. Doesn't have to be Superman, just has to go out on the field and get the job done. And with this offense and with that supporting talent, I think he can do it. The one area, I guess if you're going for a specific area, probably be completion percentage. Last year he did throw a lot of deep balls, but 61% completions, I'd like to see that a little bit more towards the 65% range.
Okay, Phil Steele is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. You talk about some of the numbers, breaking that down. What have you seen from him in terms of his development mentally as a quarterback?
Well, you know, we're taking a look at a quarterback that coming out of the 2013 season, a lot of folks, and I think even Coach Patterson was thinking him possibly at the time, hey, maybe this guy's better suited at wide receiver.
Mm-hmm, right.
Let's get ourselves a true passing quarterback in here. Boykin is a more of an athlete. He's one of the most dynamic athletes we have on the entire team. If we can use him at kick returner, punt returner, receiver, we're in great shape. The passing skills, don't know about. What we saw last year was remarkable adaptation to the offense. And Boykin just stepped in, like I said, ducked the water. He just took over the offense and had a fantastic year. I think far beyond almost anyone's expectations.
Okay, so as a, you know, talking about the Horned Frogs, I mean, they were crowned last year one of two true champions out of the Big 12 Conference. When you analyze this program, what do you think has been the key for just the sustained success and how it continues to achieve greatness at a high level?
Gary Patterson. You know, he's one of the better and more underrated head coaches out there. You go back to when TCU was in the Mountain West Conference. They led the nation in defense three consecutive years. That's remarkable. And when they took the step up from the Mountain West to the Big 12, you knew it was going to be possibly a couple of years while they got the talent level up to their new conference. Well, they've done that now. And Patterson doesn't need to go out and bring in the number one rated recruit from every single position. He doesn't need to match him that way. They've got a great strength training program, a great development program, and they take the players that might be two stars and three stars and turn them into the four stars or five stars. So I'm going to point the finger directly at the head coach there. Gary Patterson's doing a phenomenal job and will have TCU at the top for a long time.
Okay, so we shine the spotlight on the TCU Horned Frogs. Let's transition. Let's talk about the Baylor Bears. And yes, you're right. I mean, I will have the calendar circled for November 27th between Baylor and TCU. Your thoughts on Baylor?
Well, Baylor is a team, if you take a look at all the top 25 teams in the country, they return 18 starters. That's the most among any of the teams. It's one of the most veteran units in college football. One of the biggest areas for improvement for Baylor this year is going to be on that defense. Now, when you picture Baylor, you think high-flying offense. You don't necessarily think good defense. In fact, last year they gave up 382 yards per game, which for as often and as quickly as their offense scores, not bad, but still not dominant numbers. When I look at their defensive line this year, they have got three guys with NFL potential, and Sean Oakman, Bo Blackshear, and Andrew Billings. This is a very good defensive line. In fact, I rate their defensive line number five in the country, and if you can get pass rush, like I think Baylor will this year, you're going to help out the defense overall. Baylor also has my number 46 set of linebackers and number 43 DBs, so I'm looking at a Baylor defense that could potentially be in the top 25 this year. Now we turn our attention to the offense. You know they're going to have a high-flying offense, no matter who the quarterback is. But I think Seth Russell is going to have a surprisingly good year. Yes, he's a first-year starting quarterback. But let's go back 2 years. Bryce Petty didn't have any starting experience, stepped in, first-year starter. He was all Big 12. I think Seth Russell can almost duplicate that. He's 6'3", 220 pounds. He's got 4.48 speed. He can make any throw on the field. It's his fourth year in the offense, so he knows this thing inside and out. I'd say digest the playbook, but of course Art Briles doesn't have a playbook, but he knows every play in the offense. He's got a tremendous receiving core to throw to. Baylor's receivers, I rate the second best in the country. Tremendous speed throughout the lineup. Their offensive line returns almost intact. They are my number six rated offensive line in the country. And the only reason the running backs aren't rated higher is maybe they don't have the rushing yards that a lot of teams would, but they've got Shacklinwood back. He averaged 5 yards a carry last year. They've got Johnny Jefferson, Terrence Williams. So this is a loaded Baylor offense, and I think Seth Russell's going to step right in and do well. Now, Baylor's a clear-cut threat to win the Big 12 this year. They're going to have to pick up their game on the road. Mm-hmm. You know, if you look at their past couple of years on the road, they haven't been quite as productive. And this year, they've got some tough road tests in the month of November. They play Kansas State, then they host Oklahoma, then they go travel to Oklahoma State and travel to TCU. Three tough road games in 4 weeks. And then after that TCU matchup, they play Texas. There's no team in the country that's got a five-game stretch like that that Baylor has to go through in the month of November, but they are definitely a threat for the Big 12 title.
Much more coming your way at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, as we continue dissecting the Big 12 Conference and getting you ready for the 2015 season.